Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Prediction Show, week 16 already. My God, man, where has the season gone? Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. As always, we're joined by our co-host, Derek Wolf, host of Wolf Untamed. Who's on the show this week, Derek?
Hold on, let me pull up and see because we drop it today.
Yeah, it just came out. I remember seeing it in your Instagram feed this morning.
Brandon Webb,
how is he? Did he come out on your show?
No, he did it from, he's in another country. He's all over the place, but he's a former SEAL sniper.
No, I know. Did he come out of the closet on your show? I wasn't asking if he was in studio. Did he come out of the closet on your show?
Oh, no, he did not come out of the closet.
Okay. Just checking. Unfortunately. Dan says a lot of Navy SEALs are gay, so.
No, they say that.
Oh, they do. Okay,
with their
great
behavior, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. Either way, though, my God, man, this tattoo thing is becoming more and more real by the second. We got lucky here, Derek, because it's a Thursday night game for Denver. So we're going to know one way or the other here. You could win the bet on Thursday night.
Yeah, we could win on Thursday. I think we got a good chance to win.
You're saying we, like you're still on the team, Derek, okay?
I retired a Bronco, so I'm always a Bronco.
You're a Bronco forever. Do they give you like John Elway's teeth, like to put in as like just to walk around?
No, fucking hilarious.
I think that would be a great gift of like, hey, congratulations on winning the Super Bowl. Also, here's a set of false John Elway teeth to kind of roll around Denver with.
Well, what you don't know is they grow back like a beaver has to chew wood.
Yeah.
It has to or, keep the teeth down.
Yeah. Or like Hellboy's horns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah,
has
yeah,
to
yeah
file them down all the time.
Yeah. You have yeah to.
John Elway, he missed a couple of games in, I think, the 96 season because he had to get his teeth filed down.
Wouldn't shock me. Those chompers, man, in real life. I mean, you had to deal with it. Did you just stare directly into his mouth every day?
It's just, and he's got a big fucking set of teeth, that's for sure.
Weird, right?
We used to call him horse mouth.
I know. I thought, this is just me personally, I thought he should have been the actual Bronco logo, like with his face and then the teeth out, you know? That would have been a fun thing.
Yeah, I think they call him Bucky. You could have just called it, had the... this is so fucking stupid.
It's not, Derek. Look, it's real life, and there's nothing we can do about it. So real quick here before we hop into the NFL, obviously we got the college football playoffs coming up here. When you're seeing all these kids enter the transfer portal like we have over the last 48 hours, right before the playoffs, and then leave playoff teams to do so, Dan and I talked about this on yesterday's show. Penn State's backup quarterback left, and he's really fucking good. And Penn State has a very easy path to the championship right now. I hate this shit that's going on. Ohio State lost their second and third string quarterbacks yesterday to this transfer portal bullshit. What do you recommend as an NFL player here that they can change the game?
I think that now they're fucked. I genuinely think, you know, it's funny. I was at Lifetime Fitness talking to an old player for the Broncos too. And we were talking about this NIL shit. And I think what they need to do is so that it can, because there's teams that have way too much money, right? And they can, it's like, you have to cap it at some point. So do revenue sharing with the NIL so that every team has the opportunity, and you could put, just do it, call it what it is. They're fucking pro. It's a pro team now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like communism, Derek, and I'm not into it. Poor people should be forced to be poor forever. We're going to, this is a feudalist system, right? So I agree with you to some extent, but I don't know that we're there yet because
we are.
Did you see Saban's comments yesterday? We are definitely there.
The market's going to correct itself. Okay, Jackson Arnold got $2.5 million. That's going to be a bad return on investment. It's going to eventually, give it 2-3 years. People are not going to get this kind of money. It's going to correct itself.
I'm not sure.
That's why I think you have to do revenue share. You do revenue share, and everybody, and there's a league cap, like the NCAA has a cap of whatever each team gets, you know what I mean? And they cap that. That's how you keep it fair. That's how you keep it fair. Then you'll see more, it'll get more competitive.
That's just for the teams though. Like, you can't tell a player that he can't go out into town and get a non-team related NIL deal. That's not how fucking endorsements work.
No, they can do that all they want. I'm talking about as far as the school NIL, yeah, what they're paying
players. So I don't think the gap between the first and like the only thing you can do is rate the top 25 or 30 teams, because 50 aren't going to be relevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the top 20. And if the top 20 NIL spending teams from the university or the alumni association itself, if there's not like a 50% or larger margin between 1 and 20, I don't think you can step in just yet.
The real issue.
I think you've got to give it a couple of years to develop and see how much money people are actually going to start spending. Because now, seeing the success, like Texas A&M finally got a bit of success after spending a bunch of money this year.
Yeah.
They still didn't quite get there, but they saw a bit of success. You got to think that teams like USC, who spends nothing, Stanford, who's got a lot of money and spend, we talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to let it fucking level out a little bit first and see who the players are going to be before you start getting involved, right?
Real issue is going to be when a G5 team makes the playoff and they have like a stud sophomore that Alabama or Georgia want, and they enter the portal before the playoff.
So that excellent question, because you know that should sort be. It sort of just happened with Penn State. In my opinion,
I'm happy for that because he's apparently going to UCF.
Is he really?
Yeah, Privula is apparently going to UCF.
No fucking way.
I hope they win the fucking Big 12 next year.
Yeah, he's really good. Is that true, by the way?
Yeah, Frost got him, I guess.
Wow. 24/7. I really love that kid,
but
man.
Also, it's been a bad day for us, too, as well. We also hired Alex Grinch as our defensive coordinator.
Yes! Yes! The Grinch stole your Christmas! He stole my Christmas at Ohio State, too. Fuck off! I hate that guy.
So the average ACC school in 2024 spent $8.9 million. The average Big 12 school was 7.2, Big 10, 9.7. SEC was 13.9.
Yep.
So there's a little bit of a gap, but it's probably because there are more competitive teams in the SEC than any other conference, right? More teams that spend money. That's what I think. Like this will come in waves. You'll see the teams that are close, the ones that are blue bloods or that are close, and they're going to spend money. And then they see the success, and then other lower level teams, the 15 to 25 level teams, are going to start spending money as well. You've got to let them. You've got to let it play out a little bit before you start regulating, I think.
Yeah, and because I'm going to read you what Nick Saban said yesterday, because a bunch of players left.
Hold on,
Alabama.
Hold on, Ross.
Before you do that,
here's what has to happen. Before any of this revenue sharing, any of that shit goes on, you have got to treat the portal like free agency. There has to be a set time of whenever these kids can enter the fucking portal.
And it's got to be after the fucking playoff.
And it's got to be after the season. The season's got to be completely done. So after the championship game is played, that portal opens.
Yeah, what is it for the NFL? It's like the Thursday after the Super Bowl, I think. I think it's the Thursday after.
March?
It's the 1st of March, yeah.
Oh, so there's like a full month of cooling off then.
Yeah.
Well, two or three weeks.
Two weeks.
Major League Baseball is the next week, I think.
You're not allowed to talk to those teams.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to talk to them. So they can't talk to you. There can't be any fucking backdoor shit. And that has to happen in college. Like, These fucking kids are so entitled and so soft that they're like, oh, I don't like it here. I'm not getting, this guy's getting this and I'm not getting that. So they fucking get all pissy and they go talk to some other school who's like, yeah, we'll give you fucking $2 million to come here. So they do. And it's like, dude, you're fucking up the culture. You're not going to have any culture in these schools anymore. It's going to be fucked. They're treating it way too much like a free for all. It has to be some kind of structure with this portal. It's not structured right. The portal is the biggest problem. I'm not worried about the money. The portal is the biggest problem.
Yeah, so I'm going to read you what Nick Saban said yesterday because a bunch of kids left Alabama, and he said, I don't know what to say about the current state of college football. He goes, there was some kid, Jalen, I don't know how to say his last name because it's somewhere in Africa. I'm not going to give that a go today. But he says, a Bama native, played a ton as a freshman, supposedly been offered a 7-figure deal without even being in the portal. Happy for him, but sickening under the current format of college football. Tampering left and right, free agency for every player. College head coaches will leave in a mass exodus in the next 2 to 3 years. Anyone for any rules yet, or just pay the players? Maybe let's just have a minor league for the NFL. How about $10 to $20 million salary cap for football schools? Do away with college teams and education altogether.
The education is the problem, right? That's why the transfer portal ends when it does, and or it starts when it does, because they have to be
right.
Class by the spring semester.
Correct.
Mm. So like that's why it's fucking the playoff teams. Just get rid of the fucking school charade, you know?
So no education or anything else? I mean, when you were there,
or do distance learning, right? Like where you don't have to physically be in the classroom, or figure it out.
They don't anyway, Dan. They already do that.
I know. So why the fuck? Like these rules made sense 10 years ago. They don't make sense now. And let's be fair. This is the first year of it. We're running into these problems now. Certainly they should have been anticipated, but I mean, this is a behemoth organization. The NCAA is huge, right? So they're going to do dumb shit. It's going to take them a while to adjust. But we now know that these two transfer portal windows, that's untenable moving forward. It can't happen, right? Maybe if your team isn't in the playoff, like if you don't qualify for a bowl game, then you're eligible maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that,
but,
I guess.
But then, like, what's the point of even doing that? Just have it start in goddamn March or February and go to like April.
But I guess because the spring, well, Derek, you know this. If you, let's say you don't go to a bowl game, right? Because now this is back to the 20th. Your spring game is usually in April, first or second week of April.
So just change the eligibility requirement where you don't have to have physically gone to a class yet to be eligible to play for that program. I'm enrolled in classes for the summer or fall semester, right? And now I can play practice in February, March, and play in spring in April.
And by the way,
it's so easy to fix this.
There is a similar situation where you don't have to be in school to play for the team if you've already graduated, but you have a semester left of eligibility or whatever like that.
Yeah, Russell Wilson did that at Wisconsin.
Yeah,
he didn't go. He was technically there as a fifth year, right? He didn't go to classes at all.
Yeah, a ton of people, but now you're going to be missing kids from the playoffs, which is wild to me. And in Penn State's case, I think
they've
got to
fix it before
really
next year, because this is a big deal. When it hits one of your top three ranked teams in the country, it's a big deal.
I agree.
I think it matters for Penn State because it just means Drew Allar is coming back next year. And if I'm a Penn State fan, I'm hyped about that because maybe he doesn't have enough weapons to get it done this year. But Allar's a good quarterback. We kind of like think he's been ass. Because he's in the big spots he has.
No, they just don't have any fucking receivers.
They just don't have any receivers. However, I will say this. Their NIL program, and this is true, because we've met with every single school there is, and we signed a 3-year deal with Penn State that kicks in March. That is the most organized NFL or NIL program there is. And it's Happy Valley United, and they went out and bought a big-name wide receiver.
Yeah.
So Alar's going to have some talent with them. However, this current playoff is Saturday. And if something happens to him, that Prabilla kid would have gone in there and probably done just as well as Aller. And it's going to suck for Penn State. It's very odd. I'm not a big fan of what's going on right now. But you have to correct this very quickly because this free agency shit is nuts, man. These kids are leaving. Last year, Derek, there was over 2,000 in the portal. They're expecting that number to double this year.
Oh, easily. Yeah, because there's so much money out there. Now that these teams have figured out how to get guys paid, you know, how to use local businesses to help with that and stuff like that. You know, like Travis Hunter, he takes $0 from the University of Colorado.
Really?
Matter of fact, he he distributes, yeah, he distributes some of the money that they've allowed to him to other players so that they can have good players.
That's wild.
That's incredible. Like, that's, you know what I mean? But that's great for him, but he knows he's making that money elsewhere. He's got every fucking streamer on the planet. Like, I don't know who's that Kai, they call him Kai Cenat or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know. I have no clue who this guy is, but he's got fucking Kevin Hart and every other big fucking name on his live stream in a basement. And, you know, he's got the exposure that you, all the exposure you could want. He's got like a big Delta deal. He's got all this other money coming in from outside sources. So if universities can figure out how to do that, and that starts with marketing agencies. So they have marketing agencies marketing certain guys.
Yep.
And they can get them paid that way. It doesn't have to come straight out of your pot, you know? So there's ways to make it happen. It's the portal that's fucked, man. It's such bullshit. I hate to see that. You'd hate to see a guy miss out on winning a national championship. And that shows, if I'm another team, I don't want that motherfucker on my team. You're not going to stick it out with your team and win a natty, try to win a national championship. What happens if that quarterback gets hurt?
That's what I was saying on yesterday's show.
I think their third quarterback on the roster is the tight end, who is a first round tight end draft pick,
mm-hmm.
and their leading receiver for the year. So that's fucked.
It's fucked. Right?
Like, you can't do that. They're going to have to bring up one of their redshirt guys and put him on this roster now.
I know. And to James Franklin's credit, he came out and said, "Look, I talked to the kid. He wants to stay. However, he's forced out because that's the window. That's what it is." SMU's head coach just said that this is terrible and you've got to end the December portal window in a presser about 30 minutes ago. I think everybody's on board with this. Since you weren't here yesterday, and we've only got four games college-wise this weekend, I want to ask you about the weather. This has come up a lot throughout the week. This is what we talked about in the pre-prediction show and all that other stuff of what we were hoping that the playoffs were going to be. What do you think happens to these teams like an SMU playing at Penn State or a Tennessee playing at Ohio State in 10-degree weather? I mean, you've played in it for most of your life in Cincinnati and obviously in Denver. What is the difference from these kids from the South or the West Coast coming out and playing in 10-degree weather for the first time?
It shouldn't be their first time playing in that kind of weather, but if it is, it's a fucking shock.
Okay, because the quarterback...
It'll make a coward of them. It can. But I've seen it do the opposite. Some of those guys are like, "Fuck, man, I never got to play in this kind of weather. This is awesome." Like, they love it, you know, but anything below 20 degrees fucking sucks bad.
Okay. But are your bets?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. It's all like where you come from. If it gets below 20 degrees, you're fucking cold. Like, and it's, everything is numb. You can't feel it. It sucks. Your toes, you get stepped on your fucking toes. It feels like you snapped your toe off like Mr. Deeds. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, because apparently I was watching this thing last night for the Ohio State-Tennessee game. I guess the quarterback for Tennessee came from SoCal to Tennessee. He's never played in a game like under, I don't know, 50 or whatever it is. But I don't know what kind of difference that's going to make.
Huge difference. You can't feel the ball.
That's what I said yesterday. You can't grip it. Yeah. Yeah.
And it happened to Peyton. So Peyton, remember, think about Peyton. Always, he's from the South, played at Tennessee. And then the first, like, truly, like, fucking frigid cold game, it was that Baltimore game.
Oh, yeah.
12, that it was negative 14. After that game, I saw him practicing with a bucket of ice and taking snaps, taking his hand out of there and catching the ball and throwing it, because he felt like he wasn't prepared for that. So he wasn't prepared for that kind of cold. So if I'm that quarterback, I'm getting ready for that. I'm fucking sticking my hand in cold water, catching snaps and throwing the ball and handing the ball off and doing shit like that. Get used to your hit. So it's not a shock, because you're going to get out there in the second quarter and they do a stupid fucking TV timeout and you're like, okay, now I'm just standing here in the miserable cold.
God, that fucking sucks. Everything you just said sucks.
I know.
And it's why, you know, it's why I'm not doing any of that.
I
don't even want to go to the games anymore that much. I just want to watch it at my house.
Yeah.
I don't even like going to games anymore.
I love it. Yeah. So I love it, and I love being there. And
I hate everybody. I hate people so much. I don't want to see your stupid fat fucking face.
It's
the superior way to watch a game is from your house.
You're goddamn right it is, because all my stuff's there.
I like being there.
And the food in my house is better than the food anywhere else.
I like being there in person.
There isn't one stadium in football, college or pros, that has better food than my house does.
And that's true.
And my dogs are there. I can go pound off whenever I want. I can do cocaine without worrying about the police.
Sure.
All of it.
Sure. You've never worried about it anyway.
No, but... you're right.
Yeah, I mean.
That one, I just threw that one in because I want some cocaine right now. Sure. It was just, whatever.
Well, we'll put an order in later. Yeah. Let me ask you, it's only four games. I just want to hear your picks based on this. So, SMU, Penn State. Who you got?
Penn State.
So do I. I think it's going to be a beatdown. Two scores or more is my prediction there. Kickoff is going to be 26. At old Beaver Stadium, wind chill's going to be right around 15 degrees.
That dude's never... He's from Santa Clara. He's from SoCal.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara.
No, SMU, I think he's from Dallas.
Dallas, that's right.
Oh, you're talking about SMU. Yeah, he's from Dallas.
Tennessee.
That's right, yeah.
The guy from Tennessee.
Well, we got two of those games then.
Yeah.
We've got two games where a quarterback... I mean, I looked at all of his... I don't know what he did in high school, if he traveled somewhere to do something, but nowhere in college did either one of Nico or this other guy play football in a cold place.
It gets cold in Dallas.
No, it does not. It's 78 degrees here today.
It just gets cold in Dallas sometimes. It gets down to like the 20s, 30s.
Yeah, but it's not. It's usually not until like one day. And so in high school, doesn't play past November, and it's usually not until January that it gets cold here.
Really. It is. So it does get cold, fairly cold in Dallas, but yes, usually the season's over by then.
Yeah, it's like the middle of January.
Typically. I believe the high school state championships for Texas are this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Like the last couple of times it snowed here, it was in February, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, on DringerBrosTickets.com, the high school tickets were on there, and I got the thing yesterday.
They're probably more expensive than the Ohio State game. They're $59 right
now.
Ohio
State's good. No, those are pretty pricey, but it's the Texas game. I bet you, the Texas game is $69, so I bet you they're more expensive than the Texas tickets. Clemson versus Texas. Who you got, Derek?
Texas,
yeah, same. Indiana versus Notre Dame.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amped for that. That's Friday night.
I think Notre Dame's going to pull that one out.
So do I. Spread has dropped now a half a point, so people are starting to at least bet on Indiana, it seems, because most of these spreads stay pretty even and pretty locked in. And then last but not least, Tennessee at Ohio State. That one's now down to 7. That was at 7.5 yesterday. Who you got there?
Oh, man, I want to bet Ohio State, but they're so fucked up now.
I know.
Yeah, and the boys, the Libby boys back there were saying Tennessee's got one of the top-ranked defenses in the SEC right now.
Yeah, they have a good defense.
So, what part of the defense is good? Are they a good coverage defense?
Run. They're a good run defense.
Okay, so that's not going to be a big issue then.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a good – any good pass-rushing team – like Michigan, for example, is going to give Ohio State a little bit of trouble. That doesn't mean they can beat them necessarily, but they're going to give them trouble. If their strength is their inside linebackers and their tackles, I don't think that's going to be a big deal for Ohio State.
And they've got to throw the ball every down.
Those guys are all hurt. Those guys are all fucking hurt.
I know.
That means they can pass rush. They're just not like elite pass rushers. Mm-hmm. They're not playing against elite offensive linemen either, so they're going to fuck guys up.
Yeah, and let's talk about this since we're on it. I don't know if it was Chip Kelly or who said this, but Ohio State's going to use a rotating offensive line. That is retarded.
That's not a thing.
That is the dumbest thing. That's not a thing.
No, it's like I explained it yesterday, but they're the smartest dudes on the field. They have to know the entire fucking playbook.
So tell everybody why that is not something you should do in any football game, high school, college, or pro.
Ever. Look at every team ever. Guess what? The best ones have an offensive line. The best offensive lines are the guys that stick together. They've been together. They built camaraderie. Like, they have to trust each other. They know how to communicate with each other. You just toss some fucking random guy in there. It's just not going to work, man. It's because you got to think they're going backwards. They're always a step going backwards. So they have to understand where each other are going to be. And you get a feel for like the guy next to you. You know what I mean? You get a feel for him. You understand where that tackle's setting and you understand where the center is going to be if you're a guard. So it's important that you have a team that's been together for a year or two at least, or for at least a couple weeks. You can't just start rotating guys in there. That's stupid as fuck. I understand what they're trying to do is create competition there. So you're getting them to play their best because they don't feel like they just have the spot. But at the end of the day, man, like you're sacrificing the gel and the camaraderie of that.
Yeah. And they were talking about moving guys from one position to another during the game.
Yeah.
Dumb.
That is, I don't know. I mean, look, maybe they've got Mensa guys on their fucking second string for offensive line.
Second string's out too.
But you've got, there's 80 fucking plays that you have to remember. And I'm telling you, as a running back, you just got to know which direction to go. As a receiver, you've got maybe two moves in your fucking route, right? That's it. Quarterback, obviously, you got to remember stuff. But the offensive lineman, like he said, it's like playing fucking chess. Like one guy's moving back while another guy, if you're fucking doing like a pull on a run, like the offensive lineman steps back and pulls around this way to block a guy on like a sweep or something like that, there's inches between you and the fucking other offensive lineman. And if you're slow or you're running into him, your dude gets blown up by that fucking defensive end. And like none of those plays work anymore. There's no fucking way they can do that.
And for that reason, Derek, I took Tennessee plus 7.5 on yesterday's show because I just don't know what you do with no line. And I think this will translate into the Lions season because they're riddled now with injuries on the other side of the ball,
both sides
with defense.
Now.
And it seems like the Eagles can cakewalk. The Eagles can cakewalk into the Super Bowl because another guy, another fucking guy on defense is out for the year for the Lions.
That's 15 dudes now.
Dude, their running back is out for the year.
Correct. Montgomery is now out for the year as well. And we'll get to it. You know the rules here, kids. We go over last week's hits and misses and then get to this week's. Rams versus 49ers. We all won this game. I was not expecting it to be this miserable of a game.
God, it was the worst game. Was.
That was the worst game of the year so far.
Yeah, well,
nope.
That Atlanta Raiders last night was just as bad. So it was a onesie-twosie. In my opinion, we all won that game, but none of us expected this. Raiders at 6-8, or 49ers at 6-8. Are they out of it, Derek?
Yeah. They got to be out of it.
They would have to win their last three.
They just look so awful.
It's not great.
Like they're playing tough on defense, but like you're not scoring any fucking points, dude. Like it's got two field goals. That's it.
I know. They were asking after the game, what do you do with Brock Purdy? Do you give him an extension? Because he's going to be looking at 50 a year. Is that the dude going forward?
I think what they do is they let him test the open market and see what he can get on the open market, because I don't think somebody will give him 50.
I don't either.
See what he gets out on the open market and then just match it.
Or do you bring in a Rodgers for 1 year and just say, all right, we have a crazy talented team. Him throwing the Debo, like what it could it get worse?
I think Debo's cooked.
Just physically, or do you think he's just mentally checked out? I can't tell.
I think he's
To play the way he plays on a team that's almost certainly not going to make the playoffs now, I just don't think you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's happened before. Down the stretch before, he started making comments about his usage and threats about leaving before the season was even over.
In this draft, too, you can get a Luther Burden or Emeka Buka. I mean, you're going to have plenty of options in the first round there to replace that guy, and who will be just as good, in my opinion. Next up was Chiefs at the Browns. This was a big deal because Pat Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. He is week to week, not day to day. The reason why this matters for us, and then me in particular here, is I need the Chiefs to lose one of these next two games, so they are forced to play the Broncos in that last game. With Mahomes here, he was bitching yesterday, and I wanted to ask you about this because I've never heard of this happening to an NFL player before, ever. The Chiefs have three games in the next 11 days. How is that possible? Because he's bitching about the Christmas game where he goes, bro, that's a fucking three-day turnaround to another NFL game. That never happened to you, right?
Ross, you're breaking up really bad.
I am? Well, your screen is frozen. There it goes. There you go. You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. So with Pat Mahomes, he was complaining there's going to be three games in 11 days for the Chiefs. The Saturday game that is coming up for them, he's got the high ankle sprain. They're not sure that he's going to play. And then he's got to turn around potentially and play 4 days later on Christmas. He said the Christmas game is fucking bullshit. You never had to play two games in 4 days ever, did you?
So during the COVID bullshit, I played on a Sunday, and then I played on a Wednesday, a Sunday, and then on a Thursday. And it was fucking miserable.
What's the Wednesday game? What was that for?
It was, but we were playing the Steelers and they pushed it from the Sunday to Monday, and then fucking more people got COVID. Then on Wednesday or on Tuesday, we were like, okay, let's play on Wednesday. And we were getting ready to jump on the plane to go up to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And Harbaugh pulled us all together and was like, hey, just so you guys know, they had five more guys test positive. We were like, fuck it, let's go. And then we had like four or five more guys test positive. So we were out there with just a bunch of fucking scout team guys, you know?
Jesus, that's wild.
It was fun. Yeah, but we did. It was three games within 10 or 11, or I think it was 11. Yeah, it was three games in 11 days. And it is. It fucking sucks. But guess what? You get paid fucking really good money to go do this shit. So you got to fucking go do it. Like, that's just the way it goes. We don't get to pick the schedules. And guess what? When you're the returning champs and you guys have all this fucking star power on your team, people want to watch you on Christmas. That's just the way it goes.
So what do you do here if you're the Chiefs? You're 13-1. He's got a high ankle sprain. They've got a game and a half pad of a lead here. They can't afford to tie the Bills because the Bills have them in the head-to-head. Do you rest him this game, potentially the Christmas game, and as a big fuck you? What do you do here?
I'm looking here to see what the rest of their schedule looks like.
Because they got the Texans on Saturday. Who's the Christmas game is a good one. And then, obviously, they close with the Broncos.
You need to win that Texans game.
Oh, they're at the Steelers after that.
Oh.
That's a tough game. But he's got a high ankle sprain.
This is where we could see something interesting happen. Who's their backup quarterback right now?
Carson Wentz.
Okay, well, he's got experience.
Yeah, I say you got to give Wentz some time going into the playoffs just in case Mahomes is out for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he's out for that second round matchup, but he's definitely going to be back for the conference championship and the Super Bowl. You got to get through that game. You don't want a guy that hasn't thrown a fucking pass all season.
Yeah,
to be the starter for that game, you got to get him some reps.
I would let Wentz play these next 2 weeks because it's a high ankle sprain is like a fucking 8-week thing.
Yeah,
right. So if you give him 2 weeks, see what happens. If they win these next two games, then they won't have to play in that. He could play in that third week 18 game.
Yeah.
But if they lose, if they fucking lose back to back, Mahomes is going to have to play
against the Broncos. And that could mean a lot for us in particular, me and you, which I love. And I'm excited about, obviously I want Mahomes to heal up, but after the season, you know, I need you to play that last game, bro. Next up was Bengals at the Titans. Look, Bengals still have a shot at this thing, man. They win the last three, they're in. That's just how bad the records are in both of these leagues here. Burrow is still playing out of his fucking mind. Three more touchdowns for this guy. He is putting up baller numbers here. Yeah. And, man, again, if you just got him some help.
Well, imagine if he had any kind of defense. Any kind of fucking defense. The fact that they gave up 27 to Tennessee is they should be fucking ashamed of themselves.
I think they should get fined by the league for giving up that many points to Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, you got the Redskins against the Saints. Took the Saints in this one, plus 7.5. Unaware that Carr was out. They went with your boy, Delco. Naylor? Nahalo? What's his fucking name that you always talk about?
Who?
The backup quarterback for the Saints.
Oh, fucking, Rattler came in and scored Rattler's 17 straight.
Rattler's third.
Haner.
Haner, that's it.
Jake Haner, yeah.
It's your boy.
Jesus Christ, my boy. He was good at Fresno, that's it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't good in this game, and they brought in Rattler. Rattler almost pulled it off towards the end there. So maybe they give him a spin the rest of the year. I don't know what's wrong with Carr, or if he's just sitting out because, you know, the Saints are dead.
I think his eyebrows are too heavy.
Mm.
This time of year when it's cold, they freeze up and he just can't open his eyes all the way.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Next up was the Ravens Giants. Derek, you called this one. Spread was 17 on that one and they ended up covering. You got all the money there. Look, Lamar Jackson had 5 touchdowns in this game. Everybody's talking about Josh Allen for MVP. Lamar Jackson's numbers, though, were mile better. So what do you do?
Well, I don't know about a mile better.
No, he's on pace for 5,000 passing yards. Currently, he has 34 throwing touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, which is the most impressive out of this. And then I don't know how many rushing touchdowns he's got. I
mean, Josh Allen has got 11 rushing touchdowns. And he's, speaking of rushing touchdowns, Jalen Hurts is leading the NFL in rushing touchdowns with 14 right now, by the way.
Jalen Hurts is?
Yes.
How many rushing touchdowns does Lamar have here?
He's got to be up there. Hold on.
Has to be, right?
Rushing touchdowns.
Now he's more of a passer this year.
Bob, is that a stat you could look up real quick?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
How many rushing touchdowns does Lamar have?
Lord. Yeah, he's not even in the top 20.
No. This is Josh Allen's fucking year. This is his MVP.
Well, give me the number.
Lamar
has three. Yeah, Lamar's
37
just
total touchdowns.
37 total touchdowns, 5,000 yards passing probably for the year. Whew. I mean, those are monster numbers there. I mean, Josh Allen's had a fantastic year, don't get me wrong, but he's not sniffing 5,000 yards.
No, yep. But he's going to have he's one touchdown apart.
Touchdown?
So he's got 25 passing and 11.
Oh, rushing, gotcha.
Yeah. And then what's the Ravens' record? Because the Bills are 12-2.
Ravens are 9-5. It's not terrible. Have they played head-to-head yet?
I don't think they do this year.
No.
I don't think they do either.
But the other wild part about this, because we always talk about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Oh, they did.
They beat
the Bills. 35-10, yeah.
Shit. 35-10?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I mean, it was week four, but...
But we always talk about this. As these guys get older, because Lamar Jackson will be 28 next year, and then you have Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. Fuck, dude. They might not win again. Having the seasons that they're having. You think the Bills are going to win it all?
They're so young. Dude, they're so young. 28 is still so young.
Okay.
It really is, especially for a quarterback. A quarterback is like, you can't start calling them old until they get past like 32.
But you got Burrow on this side of the division. You got Mahomes on this side of the division. They're all the same age. They're all have amazing futures there. It's tough coming out of the AFC with those quarterbacks, man. It's because somebody's going to get fucked like this year, obviously. Lamar, well, two of them might. Lamar and Josh Allen might lose to Mahomes, you know?
Lamar's got to do something.
You mean
playoffs.
In the playoffs, not in the,
yeah,
the, not playoffs. In the MVP race.
No, not in the MVP race. But
I think the MVP should go to Saquon Barkley.
I do too. I mean, look. He's had a monster year, and he's carried
changed
that team.
The fucking whole state. They were not great last year.
Well,
he's the biggest change from last year to this year.
He definitely is, and there's certainly an argument for it.
And he's also going to fucking crack 2,000.
I know.
I mean, it's we'll see how they use him down the stretch, because now it's clear that the Eagles are the dominant force in the NFC. Nobody is close to them in the NFC.
No, only because of the injuries to the Lions.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They just handled Pittsburgh. Like, they handled Pittsburgh.
I know. Shit, dude. I lost a lot of money in that game.
Also, here's the thing. Lamar's already won two MVPs. He would, if he won a third, join. I mean, Peyton Manning has 5. Rodgers has 4. Brady has 3. Favre has 3. Jim Brown has 3. Unitas has 3. Nobody else has more.
Okay. Next up was Cowboys Panthers. Nobody cared about this game. I didn't either. Cowboys thrashed him there. Rodgers finally got a victory. Jets over the Jaguars. Congratulations, I guess.
I'm curious about, not to belay the point with the Cowboys, but is Rico Dowdle actually going to be good next year against competitive teams? Because he's going to hit 1,000 yards this year.
Maybe. Cowboys,
he just hasn't ever done anything in his entire career, but this is the first time he's ever really gotten a chance as a first-line
play.
Guy.
Yeah, and the Cowboys have always had a good offensive line there. Mm. So
he's averaging 5 yards a carry.
I know.
For a shitty team that can't throw the ball. Man. That's pretty impressive, to be honest.
It is.
Cooper Rush, man.
Cooper Rush is not bad, dude. He's not bad. They're 6-8. I mean, they've somehow gotten back to 6-8. Jets finally won. We talked about that. Boo, who cares? Texans beat the Dolphins. God damn it, man. Why are the Dolphins so soft, Derek? What is their problem?
Because they get to live down there in fucking South Florida.
Is that what it is? You go down there and you just don't care about life anymore?
Yeah. You get lost in the sauce down there.
Yeah. You can do a test. Go to a trailer park and pick a fight with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to a high rise in downtown Austin and pick a fight with somebody. Yeah, and true. See which guy puts a better fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real fucking live action test you could do. Gary, where's Gary?
True.
Gary, go fight somebody in a trailer park tonight.
Yeah. I'm sure he's sleeping once. Yeah,
he's probably
dude in the high rise is gonna give you a better fight in Austin.
No,
they
not
all
a prayer.
Yeah, they all train.
No.
No, not a prayer.
No.
They're all gonna fucking choke you out.
No.
No. Bills versus Lions. This was a blast of a game to watch. 34 points scored in the fourth quarter alone.
Well, you skipped one.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Bills versus Lions here.
This is a good game to watch.
It was, but it made me sad, and I'll tell you why. The Detroit lost two more fucking dudes for the year, and their defense was great all year round. This is just going to show you what's going to happen against the Eagles here, man. Yeah. I mean, 48 points to give up for a defense in the NFL is fucking insane,
but to
especially
give up,
for a 12-1 team.
To give up 42 for the Bills, even on the road, even to this team, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills against, like, I don't think in the playoffs they can't, if they play like this in the playoffs, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Against any, like against Baltimore, against Kansas City.
What if Joe Burrow comes to town in that first round game?
And just happens to get hot.
What? But he's hot now. Yeah. Like, he's
done it to him before.
They scored more than the Lions, right? The Lions are the best offense in the league, probably. Burrow scores 42. Cool. The fucking defense is going to give up 60.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, the fucking Bengals defense.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Ass.
I mean, but if you're
they're bad for sure.
If you know what you're getting into, and I've said this in the past about other teams, if you know you're getting in a shootout and it's a 1st-to-50 battle, which is what this game felt like here, fuck it, just keep going, I guess, and let the defense treat it like an old Pac-12 game. Like UCLA versus USC or something, where it was like, you know, 60-58, and see what happens there. I still wouldn't want to catch Burrow in the first round, the way he's playing. Next up, though, is just misery. Absolute fucking misery. Heartbreak. Colts, Broncos, true story, Derek. I'm watching this game. Taylor gets in, and it's 20-7. I flip over to another game. I don't think one thing about it. And 5 minutes later, the bottom of the ticker, I see they still got the fucking 13 point. I'm like, what happened? And I went to social media. I saw him drop the ball. Not only does this cost maybe potentially me a tattoo, but this cost the Colts their fucking season there. They would have been 7-7. And to get into the playoffs, all you need is 9 wins in the NFC over there. How do you make that fucking mistake, dude? That would have put you up 20-7, game over at that point. Bo Nix looked awful. He was throwing horrific terrible. Picks.
He was fucking terrible. He had 3 interceptions and 1 touchdown.
Yep.
I mean, that's fucking awful. But our defense is playing fucking lights out. You know what I mean? But they gave up 20 realistically, they give up 21 points in the first fucking half, you know? So mm-hmm. It's like, they're probably going to be cooked. They shouldn't win that game. The fact that I've seen it happen so many times, and a good coach will like address this with a team before the season even starts. Because you pull up what not to do shots, you know, we have all the film. Here's what you don't fucking do. Do not drop the fucking ball before you cross the goal. Like, why are you dropping the ball anyways? Like, I just can't believe that especially like a seasoned vet like that. It just doesn't happen. I don't know. He was too worried about what dance he was going to do. What celebration he was going to do. So he started dropping a fucking ball early.
It's so insane. I mean, if you look at the Colts for the last 2 years, this one play probably cost them the playoffs. Last year, they were one throw away from going to the playoffs as well. And things cannot shake. It just... For the Colts, it just will not shake out up there.
Now, why the fuck wouldn't you just like do all the same stuff that you did just on your last stride, just reach out in front of you with the ball? As soon as the ball breaks a plane, it's over. You can drop it, throw it into the fucking stands. I don't understand.
I don't either.
What the inclination is to drop it on your backswing. Do you not know how fucking arms work?
It's the most insane thing of all time.
Fucking cunt.
And it might cost me a tattoo, which we'll get into.
Well, it's going to, for sure.
Well, I don't know. And I look, Thursday night's game is tough, and we'll get to it. Next up was Steelers-Eagles. All right, lost this game. But I had him at 12 and a half. And like, I mean, it was teased up as much as it could possibly go here.
This was a statement game from the Eagles, I think.
I agree, man. Yeah. I mean, they fucking destroyed them. This was not even as close as this final score was. The Eagles could have dropped another one at the end if they wanted to. They demolished the Steelers. And I am now questioning whether the Steelers can get out of the first round.
Our defense is dope.
I know.
I mean, the pass rush of Philly is really good, right? The secondary is finally good for the first time in a long time.
Full
of
rookies,
opinion.
Too.
It's all like quick rookies.
White.
And they're secondary, and they're Whites. Fucking, they've got six guys playing four positions, and the interior defense, those defensive tackles are out of control. Mm-hmm. They fucking stopped this run game. Like, I don't think Pittsburgh's been shut down like this before this year. Not that they're a huge run team. They like to run the ball, is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But they'll get like somewhere between 90 and 120 a game. They're not blowing it up like fucking the Ravens or the Eagles or the Bills, right?
Right.
But 56 yards rushing for a Pittsburgh team,
it's nuts.
Who is a primary rushing team, that's crazy.
I know.
To shut them down like that.
Derek, do you think the Eagles just kind of cakewalk into the Super Bowl here because the NFC is so shitty now?
I don't think it's a cakewalk, but...
Well, who else is there? The Lions are awesome. I mean, they were awesome, but they have no defense now. And it sucks. It's a very similar situation with the Ohio State thing. I don't know how you... I just don't know how you win with that many injuries.
You know who's owned us?
Who?
The fucking Buccaneers.
Oh, and they're playing well right now.
Yeah.
Baker's won four in a row.
I know.
But the Eagles have won 10 in a row.
40, he put up 40 on that fucking Chargers team.
I know.
Yeah, the last team to beat us, though.
That's not something to overlook. Chargers have a very good defense.
They rolled us in the playoffs last year. They rolled us in the first game this year, or the fourth game of the season this year.
Right now, as far as buy situation goes, now they're tied with Detroit. What's the tie break there?
It won't matter.
The tiebreak is that Detroit needs to lose for us to get the bye because we have more conference losses.
Okay. So look, there's still a lot to play for here.
So the Lions have to play the Vikings end of year, and the Vikings are going to be competing for the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be they need that game to win the division and get the home game, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the Lions will lose that game probably, right? I mean, like,
one would imagine.
They're so decimated at this point. I don't see how they win that game. Next week, they play the Bears, and then they play at 49ers after that. That's two tough road games. Like, the Bears are fucking jacked up and shit, but to be on the road like that twice in a row, I guess the Bears are pretty close, but they have to go out to San Francisco and play that team. We'll see what San Francisco looks like by then. They may have given up entirely, I guess. So maybe it's just that Vikings game that's a problem.
Probably. I would give up if I were them. Why risk any more injuries on that team? Patriots, Cardinals. Cardinals got to 7-7. They're still technically in this goddamn thing somehow. It's weird, and I can't believe it. But here we are. That's kind of football right now.
Right now, it's the play. If the season ended today, and I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of shakeup here, to be honest.
I don't either.
It's going to be Lions or Eagles will get the bye. And then you've got the other one, the Bucks, the Rams, and the Vikings will likely get if Detroit falls. But the Lions or Eagles, Bucks, and Rams will get a home game, and then you're going to get Vikings, Packers, and Redskins.
Ooh,
Vikings!
These are all tough teams.
Yeah,
bro. I don't think any of them should be.
I wouldn't want to play the Packers in the first round.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yep.
Defense is good and they can run the ball. I mean, that's always in the playoffs, that's a fucking dangerous team.
And no Josh Jacobs, man, can run you up there. I agree with you. The Packers are a tough out.
Then on the AFC side, it's tough too, though. It's because it's going to be Chiefs get the bye, then Bills, Steelers, Texans are getting the home games, probably maybe the Ravens if they jump. And then Ravens, Broncos, Chargers are the other team. All those are fucking tough. All of those teams have good defense. Literally all of the teams that are going to be in the AFC have good defenses or great defenses.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
We'll have to see if the Broncos get in at 9-8 because I don't think they win 10 games this year. next up is Buccaneers at the Chargers. I took the Bucs in this one. Won a bunch of money on it. He's just been on fire, man. Baker had 22 of 27 for four TDs in this one. And he absolutely just torched this good defense for the Chargers.
Mm.
And the resurgence he's had with his Buccaneers team and how much they love him and vice versa in the city and all that other stuff. It's a really fun story down there, man. And it's a fun football team to watch, too, more importantly, because they're putting a great product on the field that is exciting to watch. And in Tampa, you know, obviously you had Brady, but before that, man, it was bleak for 50 fucking years down there. So good for him, and that was a big win. Next up was Packers, Seahawks. Geno Smith, man, just get him out of there. He's done, I think. He got hurt. They brought in Sam Howell. I actually wanted to see Sam Howell play. He was fucking awful.
They got to bring Drew Lock back and let him fucking play a season of football, for Christ's sake.
I
don't understand. That dude's never going to get to play.
They're 8-6, right?
I know they are.
Yeah. It's a weak 8-6.
A very weak 8-6.
3-5 at home.
They got killed in this fucking game. And this should never have been the Sunday night game. You should have flexed this out. I don't really understand why it was there.
Detroit should have been the fucking.
Yes. That was an amazing game. And then you had the two worst games in the history of Monday Night Football here. Bears at Vikings. Bears have lost, what, 8 in a row now? 9 in a row? Caleb Williams looks terrible.
The Bears are currently 0-7 at home.
Are they really?
There's a non-zero chance they go defeated at home in Chicago while they're building a new stadium down the street.
You know who looked defeated last night was Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
well, every time they panned to him, he looked like he was dead.
You can't blame him.
No.
Like, he's in the people coming into this year, people are like, oh, he's in the best possible position to succeed because he's got Rome Odunze and one other receiver.
Keenan Allen.
No offensive line. Like, no, he's not. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
we
man.
We forget they're the Bears.
I know. Look, they are the Bears. They and they're going to continue to be the Bears.
They have a negative. I mean, honestly, they played some close games, though. You know what I mean? Like, the Giants.
Yeah.
The Raiders have negative 131 for the year. Titans are negative 125. Browns are negative 117. The Bears are only minus 42 point differential.
They also fired their coach.
Yeah. The Panthers are minus 171. Fuck, I wonder what the record is.
Yeesh. Last but not least was the worst game I've ever seen in my entire life. I had money on it, which is the only thing I did. Bob, in Drinking Bros Sports last night, won 400. I took that teaser down, so it was a pick'em in the Vikings game and Falcons. We all won, and I told the audience when I posted it yesterday before the game started, this is for junkies and junkies only because both of these games are going to be gross. They were gross. I was not expecting the Falcons game to be this fucking gross. There was a blocked field goal at the end, or else this would have been like 15-12 here. For Kirk Cousins, God damn it, man. He looked shot. The cameraman and ESPN did him dirty last night, constantly cutting to Penix. Over and over and over again. He was 11 of 17 with an interception. They didn't let him barely throw the ball at all. Handed off 37 times. How many batted down passes?
Only four this week.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, only four. Against the Raiders.
There's something going on with him, man. He's fucking...
He's old and he's coming off an Achilles. Yeah. You guys loved him and you were like, oh,
well,
you know what the difference is?
The difference is this. It's just reaction time. So you're used to being able to plant that back foot and throw the ball, let's say, in 0.3 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it takes you 0.4, 0.5, and that defender has the opportunity to get his hand up. That's the difference, right? When you have guys out there that are that fast and that talented, those microseconds count. That's the difference between good and great. Nice pussy.
Oh, you got a beautiful cat there. Look at you. Are you a cat guy?
It's a Maine Coon.
Well, we don't say that here.
Yeah, we can't
Maine
say
African American.
Yeah, Maine African American.
Look how big this kitten is.
What is he, like a couple months old? Those things get big as shit.
2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's a big ass cat, dude.
Name's Magnus.
Do you like cats, Derek?
No.
I was going to say, I hate them, man. I won't let my kids around them. And I mean, usually people who own cats try to suck their own dicks. So, just making sure. It was probably a wife thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, I live in a house full of women, so.
Yeah, I understand it. Comes with the territory. All right, we got some sponsors here that put this show on the air, and then we'll make our picks for next week. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bob, tell us about the rakebacks, too, if you're a loser out there.
Well, if you had a rough week.
Yeah.
And you are a regular gambler on MyBookie.com. You're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. Doesn't cost anything. You don't even need to sign up. You just qualify after a little while of playing. You get a bunch of stuff. You get bonuses. You get a lot of perks. But one of them is the rake back. If you had a rough week, they'll toss you a little money back and say, hey, sorry about your week. go have some fun. We know you like to have some money on the game.
Which is nice of them, isn't it? Nobody's giving you money back these days. God damn it. But my bookie is. I gave a little bit back to them this week. However, although that 400 was nice last night. But yeah, love my bookie, man. All the new odds are up for college football championship games and NFL. Shit, you look at Saturday's lineup. There's two Saturday NFL games this week. And then you got four playoff games this weekend. It's going to be football starting from Friday nights all through Sunday. Wives, girlfriends, everybody's going to hate us, but it's going to be a blast.
Don't forget the Frisco Bowl tonight. Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about any of that.
West Virginia, Memphis. This game's going to ruin.
Great game. Love this game.
If the girls from those two places fought, I would watch that. Fat, fucking, thick-legged West Virginia white girls versus Memphis black girls with hoop earrings, watching that all day.
Fucking awesome.
These two football teams, I'm going to skip it.
Yeah.
Memphis is 10-2.
I don't care. It's fine. I mean, I don't care. I'm not watching that.
Not doing it.
Not doing it.
I'm just trying to start a fucking race war over here. Can we get on board,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, that's all Dan wants in this
God
life.
Damn it.
That's all he wants in this life.
You know how long it's been?
It's
like 2.5 years.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been
2.5 years.
It's been a while. R.I.P. George Floyd. I can't breathe. Luckily, First Form is here to help me. Firstform.com/drinking bros.
It'll help you breathe.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
They'll help me breathe.
We around here, I don't know if you know this about us, but we breathe hard and fuck tough.
Sure do.
And if you're going to breathe hard and fuck tough, you're going to burn a lot of calories doing it. Right?
Yeah.
And you want to replace those with very high quality protein.
Yeah.
Now, Derek, I'm told you got taken care of recently, and I don't mean in the way that Deshaun Watson does.
But by First Form.
They sent me a bunch of those bars, and I'm waiting for my re-up because my fucking family hammers these.
I'm telling you, dude,
they're the greatest things of all time.
It's not even like a fucking insider supplement thing for people that work out. It's like every jackass that walks by steals them.
Yes.
In here.
I keep the box next to my desk. There's two left here.
And they had sent me energy drinks before too, and those fucking things are crack. I love them.
Yeah, they're really good. Gary drinks all of them here.
My wife drinks like Celsius and shit like that, and I just don't like those.
I don't either.
But I love the First Form one. So anybody fucking listening at First Form, I would love a fucking re-up.
Who is it?
Ryan Riggle.
Ryan Riggle.
Yeah.
Ryan Riggle. Those energy drinks are the best in the world. Your bars are the best in the world. These level one bars. The cookie dough, the birthday cake, the peanut butter, chocolates, pretzel, or the bomb. They got protein powder.
Fucking meat sticks are even good.
Meat sticks are incredible, dude. Those breakfast sausages are my fucking jam over there. And then I always take the microfactors. Boom, took it earlier here. Takes the guesswork out of the vitamins you need inside your body every day. You got the antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. 30 pouches, one for every single day. You just reorder the following month, and you're good to go. And then Daddy always takes the liver detox on Monday because I like to go hard on the weekends. I even had some eggnog last night. I nog-dogged it up as I was writing late into the night. So I took some more today. Head on over to firstform.com/drinking bros. Free shipping on orders over $75 over there. And that's First Form spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM, firstform.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. This is why your hormones suck every year after puberty. Well, that old hormone that creates human growth slows down. You become a loser.
You can stop being a pussy and just take anabolic steroids, and growth hormones.
Yeah, yeah. Until your fucking heart explodes.
I love it, dude. Randy Macho Man Savage. Yeah. Look, if you can't afford that because HGH is expensive, here's the alternative. Yeah, exactly. That motherfucker's cocktail was, what, $13,000 a month?
Yeah.
You can't do that. This is, it's non-synthetic. No needles, no doctor visits, none of that other bullshit. 30 vials get shipped to your house.
I used it last night.
Yep, did I. Pop one underneath your tongue, dude.
Your most of your hormones are made in your gut to include like oxytocin and serotonin for mood regulation as well, not just, you know, hormones for muscles and shit the way we think about it. And they're made while you're sleeping. In the second stage of sleep. So this thing helps you sleep better, and it helps you produce more natural HGH as you're sleeping, which is when it's produced. That's how it works.
And it's one of those things where you got to have it. And I don't care if you take it in the morning or at night, but I pop right up in the morning. Shit, I got 4.5 hours sleep last night. I feel great today. So boom.
I've used this company too. I've used this BioPro before.
Yeah. Bioproteintech.com.
When you're playing, you can't take a lot of shit because everything fucking pops, and you got to be careful with which supplement company you use because they're not regulated. These supplement companies can literally just fucking scoop whatever they want with it and call it fucking protein.
All you have to do is put a thing on the label that says this is. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally, and then you can put fucking dehydrated cat piss in a bottle.
Yeah, and Warren G is the only one that's regulated. But go to bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you $30 off your first order. Or if you want to learn more about it, head on over to bioproteintech.com. And the link's in the audio description and the YouTube over there. Last but not least, drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, or all the college football games. Shit, the Texas tickets are pretty cheap, man. They're like $60. So
spoiled babies.
Yeah, if you want to head on out to Darrell K. Royal Stadium, $60 will get you in there, and you can watch a playoff game this weekend. And that'll be fun. What's the other one that's pretty cheap this weekend? There was one other one. Ohio State was...
It was Penn State, because it's so cold.
It's right, it's Penn State.
It's cold, and there's 115,000 seats there.
Yeah.
That's just a weird part of the schedule, too. You know, people going home for the holidays.
But I also don't think that any Penn State fan is really getting up for SMU.
They are. It's a home game.
We all know they're going to win by 2 scores, so I just don't... I don't know that they're super into it. But we'll see. You got SMU losing bad in that game, right, Derek? Like, bad?
Yeah, I don't see them being competitive in this.
I don't either.
You boys are about to learn a whole lot about pony play this weekend.
I learned about it last week. They were terrible.
Learned about living and loving last week as well.
Yeah. Listen, and that's Alan Jackson for you.
Boots on the ground in Pennsylvania. They're hyped for this game.
Yeah.
I know they're hyped for this game. Like, look, Penn State always gets up for everything. I'm just saying. A noon game against SMU
After class is let out, too. I mean, State College is the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Let's be real about that. They'll fill the stadium, but it's not going to be... Like, all those student section tickets, they probably got just given out to locals, right? Who's staying... I mean, I guess there's fucking... What do they call... I never did this when I was in school, but what do they call when you stay behind?
When you stay behind?
Yeah.
Retarded? No, motherfucker. When you don't go back to your normal house for fucking the holidays.
That's called coming from a broken home, man.
Yeah, sure is.
I came from a broken home and I went back. But only because all the people I knew that sold the good drugs would live back where I came from.
Yeah. A lot of Springsteen, my hometown, will be playing a lot.
No, not up there.
My hometown.
That's in Jersey. That's across the fucking bay.
My hometown. There's still Penn State fans. All right, let's get to this week's picks, shall we? The Thursday night game, thank God. Okay, Derek, so it's Broncos at the Chargers. Chargers -3. We'll be booking our flights on Friday here to come see you in KC because one of us is getting a tattoo, although if the Broncos win this, it's over.
Against KC.
Win. Yes.
Denver.
But here's the thing. The Broncos win tomorrow night, Thursday, then it's over.
Still got to go get the tattoo.
We do.
It just doesn't necessarily have to be at the game, but I still want to go see that game.
If it means something at that point, right? Because the Broncos can't win their division, right? This will give them 10 wins. This will put them in the playoffs. They will clinch a playoff berth, though, if they win this game.
They're down. Their magic number is 1, and it's if the Chargers lose a game, I think – they get in. So if they beat the Chargers this week, it's definitely over.
Yeah.
Right? That's why they have like a 94% chance of getting in the playoffs now.
But if they win, it is all over. And then I'll get the fucking tattoo the next day. But if they lose this game,
You're not getting the tattoo without Derek present.
Oh, you want to be present
He's got the tattoo guy.
I know he's got the tattoo guy.
To be honest, I think Derek and I are both going to get additional tattoos. We're going to get matching tattoos that had nothing to do with your gay little shit.
You guys are getting matching tattoos?
Yeah, like half a butterfly each or something. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
I'm manly enough to get a fucking matching tattoo with another man.
Absolutely.
All right.
It doesn't scare me. I know that it bothers you.
It does not bother me.
It does.
It doesn't.
I think we should get mom on yours, but the butthole is the O.
Oh, right in the middle?
Yeah.
Can we make it a blocko? Because we're both Ohio State fans, me and my mom.
I mean, we could make O-A-O-H-I-O.
I-O, that'd be nice. The O is my asshole.
Well, one of the O's is your asshole. You can decide which side of the cheek it starts on.
Oh, yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll obviously we'll do this together, but I don't think the Broncos are winning this game. But for real. The spread is 3. I'm going to knock this down to 2.5 because I always take it down a half a point. But genuinely, and this like all kidding aside, I think the Chargers win this game because they have to. This is a must win for the Chargers.
It's a must win for Denver. Think about the implications here. Like, you win this game, you're in the fucking playoffs. And you've already played them once and lost. So you have it's a rivalry game still. Like, it's always like when you play the Chargers, you want to fucking beat them. Like, that's just the way it goes in the building. So it's hard to beat the same team twice, right? It's just, I don't give a fuck how shitty the team is. It's still really hard to beat the same team twice. This is a really good Denver team that has their defense is playing lights out, making big turnovers and scoring on pick sixes. Like, Nick Bonito is playing fucking crazy football right now. Here's the caveat, though, is that Patrick Surtain may be out.
Oh, what's his injury? Do you know?
It looked like his ankle or something.
Okay. I think that would be a big loss. He's been great for you guys.
And he's got to be
your
available,
defense
though.
Is the only one that saved you in that game.
Yeah.
Last week.
Herbert looked like shit the last 3 weeks.
If him and Riley Moss are back, then I think I would say we have an 80% chance of winning.
Here's what I say about this game. One, Herbert has looked like absolute dog shit for 4 weeks in a row. I know because I'm a goddamn fantasy team. He's been blowing me up.
Right.
Also, on the defensive side, we'll see how this plays out. It's a short week, but it is a must win for both teams. The Chargers nose tackle, Agbanati, or whatever the fuck his name is, he's questionable with an injury. He may not play. He's their best interior defender. Their entire secondary is questionable, like all of them, except for one. It's Derwin James is the only
interior offensive lineman.
Yeah. So he's a nose, Otito or whatever the fuck his name is. But he is questionable. Perryman's questionable. And everybody except for Derwin James in their secondary is questionable right now, which means at minimum they're banged up. And it's a short week, right? Mm-hmm. So the Chargers are in trouble this week. I think there's a decent chance that the fucking Broncos pull this one out.
Derek, you got the Broncos winning this week?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got Chargers -2.5 in this one. Look, they got smoked by Tampa Bay last week. I just don't see them losing 2 in a row and the defense being that bad 2 weeks in a row.
Well, but they're maybe banged up. That's the problem.
Yeah, but maybe the injuries are adding up. So you're right. And that's why the spread is as low as it is. Because truthfully, I was shocked by this. I would have said Chargers -6.5. But it's got to be because of the injuries. But
well, the Chargers are probably in the playoffs either way because the team trailing them is the Colts. And they're fucking 2 games back right now. And keep in mind, the Chargers play. This is a tough game for both of these teams, but the Chargers play Patriots and Raiders the final 2 weeks of the season.
Mm.
They've got plenty of time to get some guys healthy. I don't think this is a must win for them.
Because
they're not getting, but they're not getting a fucking.
I think the Bengals could come back and win the last 3 games in a row and go to the playoffs. So
they wouldn't jump them because the Chargers are probably going to be 10-7. I just don't. Maybe. I don't see it. Harbaugh. They're not going to lose to the Patriots or the Raiders.
Either way, we'll be having a text fest that night, Derek, because this means a lot. This means a lot for me. Okay, there's a lot on the line Thursday nights.
I'm just going to be sending dick pic after dick pic.
Mm-hmm. Same here, man. I've got a beautiful collection.
Yeah, send a picture of that cat's dick while you're at it.
I had Annie Leibovitz come over to the house and take some very tasteful nudes that she made for me and my loved ones that I gave out to
Christmas cards. Yeah.
Yeah. For my uncles and stuff like that. They love it. Cause they just wanted to see the difference, you know, from when they touched me when I was younger.
Yeah. I don't know if you've on the door in your house, maybe you've got lines for your height over the years. Mine are for my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just kind of little pencil marks there, you know, for my grandpa. Next up is Texans Chiefs noon game, which is, they're 11. Are they mountain? Are they
who? The Chiefs?
Yeah.
No,
are they
us? Central?
Are they central? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Now, so that's a noon game.
This spread is down to 1. It's going to be impossible to pick this because we don't know if Mahomes is actually going to play this game.
And the Texans defense against soft teams, pretty good. Not saying the Chiefs are soft, but running the ball this year has been a problem because of the injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I expect this to be a close game. No, don't bet this until we know about Mahomes. And the smart move would be to not. Why the fuck would you play him in this game? I guess maybe because it's a home game. Throw him out there for the first half and to see if he can put some points on the board and then get him out or something. I don't know.
Well, no, I wouldn't even put him out there. I wouldn't risk it. You're fucking up. You're risking so much for so little reward. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either, especially because he could just play that last game of the year against the Broncos and beat them pretty easily at home, which we'll be at with you. Are we getting? What are we getting for that presidential suite? What do we have, Derek? What do you got there?
Yeah, so we have two scenarios here. So my connect over there, he's secured me two tickets for sure for the president's suite. I said, well, I need four. He said, all right, let me see what I can do. He said, worst case scenario, we'll just go to the Bud Light suite. So it's like there's like some more. It actually would be better for us to probably be in there because we're probably going to be getting rowdy. So
I don't know. I don't get rowdy.
Yeah, I do.
No, and, I'm a Christian, so.
Yeah, super. Through Christ, anything is possible. So, and you're my brother in Christ.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's get wet out there. But if they bench Mahomes, then that game he would have to play, I think, just looking at the schedule, because they still got to keep that one game lead over the Bills because the Bills beat them head-to-head.
But I think Carson Wentz can still win this football game against Houston.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him play in a long time, so I have no idea. But the Texans, man, they're 9-5. I mean, C.J. Stroud's used to playing in the cold. He's fine, but it's a tough one. I'm still going to wait for Mahomes to bet on this.
That Arrowhead cold and wind is a different kind of cold.
It's fucking brutal.
Man, we were there for that.
God damn it, dude.
The coldest game, what was it, minus 18 we were at? It was great. It was
fucking brutal.
Next up, you got Steelers at the Ravens. This is a great game for Saturday nights, or Saturday afternoon, excuse me. Okay, so here's what they did. They moved up to noon and 3:30 for these games. So that way the college, they don't want to fuck with Ohio State at night. That makes sense. Baltimore minus 6 here. Great game. Tickets are $227 for the last row in Baltimore.
This is a fucking, it's not a win or get bounced or get in playoff game, but this is a fucking playoff matchup right here. This is a big game.
Listen, this game, I've said this before on the show, this fucking game, I've been part of this and it is unlike any other rivalry I've ever fucking played. Yeah,
it's wild. It's also going to decide who
fucking team come down and try to get you jazzed up before, like when the owner's down there fucking with you before you're in full pads about to go on the field and the owner comes down there and talks to you. Like, you know, this shit matters. Like they take this game so fucking serious and it's at the bank. It's going to be fucking electric.
Yeah. It's also going to decide which one of these two teams gets a fucking home playoff game too. Probably. Right. Other things can shake out, but this will be a big part of deciding that.
Yeah. Cause this will put the Ravens at 10-5. If they end up winning and then put the Steelers at 10-5. If they end up losing. So this is a big deal and it's going to be a great game.
But Pittsburgh can pretty much clinch a home playoff game by winning right now.
Yeah.
If they win this game, it's going to be really hard. There's no way the Ravens are going to make up two games in two games. Like Pittsburgh would have to lose out and the Ravens would have to win out to even tie. And then they would still have the fucking tiebreaker, right? So I think this is Pittsburgh wins, they clinch.
Yeah.
Home playoff
game. What do you got here, Derek? Minus 6. I'm riding with the Ravens on this one. Steelers looked like dog shit last week.
I am too. I'm not going to take last week as like an indicator because this is the fucking Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. It is a fucking huge game for everybody. So it's going to be close, but I think it's going to be probably more like a 3-point game. I really think it's going to be a tight game. So money line wise, I would almost take Pittsburgh there just because it's the 6 points.
Okay.
Anthony? It's going to be a field goal game. And here's the other thing. When you have a game on a Saturday, you know you have an extra day of recovery before the next week. So these motherfuckers are going to be playing hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Like it is going to be a fun game to watch. So I think it's going to be a tight game.
Well, hang on, Derek. The Ravens and the Chiefs are both playing on Christmas 4 days later.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Keep that in mind. So it's rough, man.
I'm probably going to tease this. I'm going to take Houston to plus.
Oh shit. Hang on. All of these teams that are playing are playing on Christmas as well.
Wow, how did they get that shitty fucking...
Yeah, Texans, Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens. Texans, Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens.
Yeah, they just flip-flop Holy and play shit. Each other.
That's weird, man. 4 days apart how for do you, all of these guys.
How do the schedulers butt-fuck four teams like
I
this?
I don't know.
All playoff teams.
Wow,
what the
dude.
Fuck? Why wow. would you do this? I mean, I don't know. So people on the internets, on Twitter, were lighting up Mahomes for like, oh, you don't want to play on Christmas. You're getting paid to. It's like, yeah, I get it, man, but that sucks. This sucks.
4 days apart?
Yeah, this sucks bad.
I mean, look, he's still going to go out there and play if he's healthy. He's still going to go out there and play, but you're entitled to bitch a little bit about this.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, man. Why would they fuck him like that?
Not just him. And Lamar Jackson and the fucking Texans, who was the rookie of the year last year, and the fucking Steelers.
Yeah.
Like four teams that are definitely these teams are going to the playoffs.
Yeah. And then they're going to put them four. You're going to see some injuries in this game.
I think you're going to see
It's Pittsburgh versus Baltimore. It's the Pittsburgh-Baltimore. Those two teams. That's a fucking huge rivalry. I keep saying it.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers try to kill each other on the field. Like they are not playing. And to take a game like that and have to play 4 days later. That's fucked. It's going to lower the quality of football, and you're going to cause injuries.
Yeah.
And tickets are $227.
I don't want to hear player safety ever fucking again. I'm so sick of hearing about player safety. They don't give a fuck about anybody but the quarterback.
Yeah.
Very true. And it's, again, the last row in this is $227. That is massively high for a regular season game there. But, yeah, give me Ravens -6. I think Russell Wilson, this is the time where he – shuts down for the year just because he fucking sucks at life. So I'm taking the Ravens in this one.
Any chance Justin Fields pops back in if he struggles early?
Yes. 100%, I think he will. Next up, you got Giants at the... What?
We're not doing that.
We are.
Yeah, Giants at Falcons?
Giants at Falcons.
No.
They're one game out of first.
We're not giving the Falcons 10 points. I don't care.
10 fucking points?
I don't care if they're playing a Pop Warner team.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There's no way.
Derek, let me ask you this. Cousins is 18-16 as far as TDs and interceptions here. Awful year. He looks fucking terrible. Why not go with Penix at this point? And unless he just sucks.
At least feel him out and let him get some reps in. I mean, obviously Kirk's not going to get any better this year. He's going to get better with a fully healed Achilles. If he gets better at all.
I agree.
But it will only be with a fully healed Achilles. We've seen this before.
Yes.
With other fucking players. Just let Penix wing it out. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares? I'm with you.
You got the worst ownership group in all of football.
They're competing for a playoff spot still.
They are. They're one game out.
Man.
If Penix was good and would help them win more, help give them a better chance to win, he would be fucking playing. Believe me.
By the way, they own the tiebreaker with the Buccaneers because they beat them twice. So if the Buccaneers slip up, I mean, who do the Falcons play the rest of the year? It's the Giants. The Giants are deliberately tanking right now, like for real. So like Falcons will win this game. They get the Redskins next, and then they end with the Panthers. I mean, that's not entirely out of the realm of possibility that they're going to finish 10-7 and get in the playoffs here. I'd throw Penix in if I'm at this point, but they're losers. It's a loser organization. Who cares? 10 points, though, not one fucking prayer on this earth do I take that.
But you can't take it either way because the Giants are so bad. They could fucking easily lose this game by 10 points.
Well, they're going to lose the game because they want the top pick.
Sure, yeah, so, but 10 for the 10 Falcons.
10 is too much.
Like, the guys on the field still have pride for the Giants. Regardless, they know they're not going to win the game.
Right.
They know they're tanking, but they still have pride. They're not going to let them get blown out.
I'll pop this into a teaser and take it down to 7 somewhere in one of these. Check in to Drinker Bro Sports on Facebook. If you're not signed up already, it's free. Just fucking
Or take it down private. By 7-3, you mean? -3?
Yeah.
That's probably safe.
In a teaser. Next up is Lions at the Bears. Oh, my. I love saying that every year. This is Detroit -6.5. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah. D'Anthony?
I mean, Caleb Williams is just out there being himself, you know?
Yeah, sure is. Jahmyr Gibbs is the guy, though, now, man. And he's going to be getting all the carries. If you got him on fantasy, he's probably going to win you the championship with his Montgomery injury.
And, I do, yeah. But I had Montgomery as well.
Oh, you did? So.
But well, I just pushed Cook from Buffalo into that spot. Who's
yeah, you're
been
good.
Doing well.
Are you in
too.
The playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm not, man. Mahomes cost me this year. Mm.
Travis Kelce almost cost me.
Did he?
Yeah, he's still my tight end because I couldn't find a better one, but he's been terrible this year.
Man.
I mean, it's not his fault. It's Mahomes.
Mahomes averaged like 14 points a game in fantasy. It was lower than my kicker, for Christ's sakes, man. So I didn't make it. And any of the leagues, which has never happened to me before. But, yeah, give me the Lions -6.5. I think they roll.
This is another noon local game.
It is.
Oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Sunday, right? Yeah,
it's Sunday. Next up is Browns at the Bengals. Rivalry game down there. And you know the Ohio rivalry down there. 7.5 for the Bengals. Who you got, Derek?
I got the Bengals. Mm.
Bengals blow out in this game.
Yeah. I got the Bengals as well. I'll take it down 0.5 just in case there's a push or something like that. But I think the Bengals could win out, and they'll be 9-8, and they'll sneak into the playoffs. Joe Burrow's having just an absolutely fucking monstrous year here.
Talent-wise, as a passer, he's the best in the game right now, and it sucks so bad to see him on this fucking bullshit team.
I know.
God damn it, man. You know, there were rumblings as recently as 2 weeks ago that Belichick was talking to them about going to Cincinnati. That would have turned that franchise around. But maybe there's somebody else out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe Peterson gets fired in Jacksonville and he goes up there or something, because he's a good coach. Jacksonville's just cursed. Like, Cincinnati's got to do something, man. You're wasting one of the best talents we've ever seen.
He's got 4,000 yards passing already, this guy.
He's the fucking Mike Trout of fucking football.
Yeah. Next up, we got Titans at the Colts. This is Indy -3.5. I'm not watching it. I'm not betting it. Derek, do you turn this on? Do you even let your kids hear this?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, Pollard's going to crack 1,000 for the third straight year.
He's great. But he's
on the worst team,
the worst team
the
ever.
World.
But he got a huge contract, so good for him. Next up, Rams at the Jets. This one actually matters for the Rams. Mm. Rams are 8-6, so they win, and they think they pretty much clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah,
so they got to win this game. It's Rams -3, well, but they're going west to east.
They've got other games to win, but you want to get it done now against a shitty Jets team.
I agree, Derek. Who you got?
I got the Rams. Yeah.
D'Anthony? Yep. You know the rules, kids. I take it down 0.5. Rams -2.5 all day. And I will enjoy my life. Tickets are $18 if you're out there in New York and want to go to this game. Or actually, Jersey, I should say. That's what the stadium actually is. Next up, Eagles at the Redskins. This is Eagles -3.5. This is a rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
And always is here. Who you got, Derek?
I'm going to take Philly. I think Philly is hitting their really hitting this good stride right now, so they're playoff ready.
D'Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, look. Pass defense of the Redskins has been very good this year, considering they fucking dumped so many players last year. They got a couple of young defensive backs that have been extremely good this year. Running defense is middling. To be honest, I mean, they're middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And points allowed, they're middle of the pack as well. Or they're a little bit, they're in the top half of the league, so they're doing pretty well, especially considering all the people they gave up. But Saquon is Saquon, man. This is a game that the Eagles know that the Lions are in trouble, and we're going to see what the Eagles are made of this week. Now, they made a statement with Pittsburgh last week, but they know that the Lions are on the ropes, and this is a knockout punch. Like, you got to fucking put some distance between you and them right now.
Yeah.
Before something happens and you get some injuries. You know what I mean? That's it. So, okay. Yeah, I'll take Eagles 3.
Perfect. Wes, you back there?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, cool. You'll be up next here. We got a magician on the show next on Drinking Bros today.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him to make my cock disappear for a little bit just because I'm tired of carrying this weight every single day. But yeah, for me, Eagles are crushing it right now, man, and I think they win this game pretty easily. Still, I'll knock it down 0.5, as always. And when it was 3.5 like this, but man, they look great. Barkley's got 1,688 yards. That is just fucking disgusting. Well on his way to over 2,000 here, and yeah, I certainly a case for MVP. But it seems like everybody's riding the Josh Allen train here. Next up, Cardinals-Panthers. No. This is Cardinals -4.5. Yes, the Cardinals are 7-7. They have something to play for. I just don't think Kyler Murray cares.
I mean, he played pretty well last week.
He's all right.
He's all right. I mean,
the Panthers are really bad.
Nothing to shake my grandmother's leg over, you know?
I mean, I think they're good enough to beat the Panthers. But yeah. I don't know. Panthers randomly will play good.
I know. Chuba Hubbard's already over 1,000 yards here for the year. He's having a decent year.
This is one that I could see the Panthers winning. I could see him winning this game. I wouldn't be shocked, you know?
I wouldn't either.
I mean, west to east like that is tough, no matter what the team is. So.
And Kyler Murray, to me, I just cannot bet on this guy. So, like, I will not be putting any money on this game whatsoever. And I know I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again. Contractually, we're not obligated by my bookie to pick every game or bet on it, because I'm not going to tell you to bet on something in real life that I wouldn't for myself. So this game can go fuck itself. Next up, we got...
But if you're a fan or a gambler, I would put some money on Carolina.
I'm not. I can't do that. I can't even do it for Carolina, dude. There's a lot of games that I can get bricked up for. This isn't one of them. Vikings at the Seahawks. Like, this one is going to be a good game, because who's going to show up for Seattle? How bad is the Geno Smith injury? Is he coming back? I have no idea. It's Minnesota -3. Geno on the year, 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions out of this fucking guy. Who you got in this one, Derek?
Minnesota.
Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I think Seattle is fake. They've got three of the best receivers in the league, and they can't do shit.
No.
I mean, it's, meh.
It's weird.
I don't know if it's the coaching or what.
I don't either, man. Geno fucking sucks. Why can we just say that he fucking sucks? He'd won a good year, got the bag, congratulations. But I'd like to see a real quarterback up there with those guys. But yeah, I'll take Minnesota in this one, -2.5. Knock that down a half a point as well. Patriots at the Bills is up next. Oh, God. -14 in this game. That's a big boy spread. Derek, who you got there? You go with 14?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. Dude, Josh Allen's fucking playing crazy. Like, some of the throws that he's making are... like high level, like to go to your left and throw the ball back to your right is the hardest fucking throw of football. Because it's easy. So I think they went.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's his capabilities are not a question. What is how badly do the Bills need to beat the Patriots in this game? To be honest, like they definitely need to win it. Because they got to keep pace with the Chiefs, just in case the Chiefs stumble and they can take over that fucking bye spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And under normal circumstances, I'd be like, I don't think they're going to extend so far to just be dumping in multi-touchdown victories like that. But Josh Allen is full retard right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything's stopping him. I think they're going to win this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns, actually.
I do, too. 14's a lot, though. This will definitely be in a teaser for me. But for the Bills... if you get up by a lot at halftime, like, give Josh Allen some rest. He's been carrying this goddamn team on his back and legs and calves and taint and balls and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe rest him and pull him out in the end of the third or something there. So we'll see. 14's a lot in the NFL. Next up is Jags at the Raiders. Oof. God damn it, man. Thank God this game is off the board right now. I'm assuming.
It's fucking even.
Yeah, I'm assuming, though, because they don't have any idea. Desmond Ridder might be quarterback. Who knows? Mac Jones, 4 TDs and 7 interceptions this year, filling in for Trevor Lawrence. He fucking sucks. I would cancel this game if I'm the NFL.
I would cancel both of these teams until next year. There's no reason for them to play any more of their games.
Nope. And just refund everybody's money.
Yeah.
And or just bring prostitutes to the Raider Stadium.
Well, you could do that instead of the game.
Yeah.
Instead of the game, do that. Yep. And then, to be honest, I think both of these coaches should be charged with a crime.
So do I.
Murder, whatever it is.
Yep.
They've murdered my spirit. If you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, which I know that's not a thing.
No.
But if you are one, or if you're a Raiders fan, which actually is a thing.
Yeah.
A lot of Raiders fans in 3 different fucking cities.
Did you see them last night?
No.
All of them were holding up signs that said, "Tank for Shador." So... I mean, they were professionally made signs. They were handing them out. So
that seems like a fucking vibes pick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we want Deion's kid.
Yeah.
And do they want Deion himself?
As a coach? Yeah. I mean, I think Deion would be a good NFL coach, actually. There are people who, like, I don't think Urban Meyer commanded respect in the NFL. I sincerely don't think he did.
Hey, you little fucker, get off of there.
I don't.
Stop yelling at your cat. We're doing a show.
We're doing a goddamn show. Derek.
You're a goddamn Super Bowl champion defensive end yelling at a cat during a football show. What the fuck is going
My
on?
My God,
there?
Dude, get it together, dude. For real, Derek. Jesus
Son
Christ,
of a bitch. Maybe I'll charge you with murder.
Exactly. But yeah, don't watch this game. Save your loved ones. Next up, we got 49ers at the Dolphins. This is Dolphins -1.5.
No way.
Both teams are 6-8. I mean, technically, they have something to play for here if they were to win out, but that's why the spread is what it is. Who you got, Derek?
I'm going to take Miami.
Okay. Miami cost me a lot of money last week. I'm having a hard time with this one.
I'll take the 49ers money line. I know. Well, west to east is tough.
It is, yeah.
It always is. The Dolphins are the softest team I've ever seen. Yeah. For the this current iteration, what is it, 3-4 years old now? 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Soft as fuck every single season.
Yeah.
And it's late in the season now, and the 49ers still have a good defense. I'll take the fucking 49ers money line here.
Okay. I'm not touching this game just because I don't know if either of these two teams care about winning at this point. Somebody's going to, and then they'll have a shot. They'll be at 7-8, but I couldn't. You could flip a coin for me in this one. I have no fucking idea. Next up, we got Bucks at Cowboys for the Sunday night game. Why didn't they flex that out with, like, Eagles, Redskins?
Well, this is a playoff game for the Bucks, right? I mean, they're getting in after this. They secure their playoff spot after this.
No, because mm-hmm. they're if the Falcons win.
Yeah, I'd rather see Philly and the Redskins.
Oh, actually, a wild card spot. You're
yeah.
right. You're
yeah,
right.
They secure a wild card spot when
but
nine,
may potentially
nine wins.
Not the division. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not the division, but definitely a playoff spot.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. So this is Bucks -4. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking the Bucks.
Yep. Who you got?
The Cowboys are 1-6 at home this year.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
That's brutal.
That is embarrassing. I'll take the Bucks at 4.
Tickets are $20, by the way. If you're out there and want to go to Jerry World,
it's the best stadium in the world.
It's fun.
Even if the game sucks, you can still have fun. So definitely, if you're in the DFW or go to that game.
Yeah, go to hit up drinkerbrostickets.com for that one. Yeah, give me this is on these Sunday night games. I usually do a teaser for the entire game and the over under just because I want to watch the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm gonna jack that down to Tampa Bay, and I'm going to jack down that over at 48.5 down to 41.5. And I think the Bucks win. And they secure a playoff spot. And Baker, 3 times in the playoffs now for this guy?
Dude, all the injuries they had this year, and this motherfucker still dragged them. And he may go up to 4,000. He's got 32 touchdowns this season. He's going to finish with 35 to 38 touchdowns this year. Great season.
Probably 40, dude.
I mean, this is his best season as a professional.
It will be. It will be.
It already
and
is.
And he's had a lot of injuries.
It already is. I think his career high in touchdowns before was 28 in his rookie season, right?
And he's only gaining more confidence down there with his team. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they put some more pieces around fucking Godwin
Give
comes
him a
back.
Running back.
Get him a run. Well, I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Actually, Bucky's pretty good.
Bucky's been good, and fucking Rashad White is a good backup. You know what I mean? I just think they need, you know, more offensive line to get that defense shored up a little bit. But there's maybe another one more receiver. Godwin's going to come back next year. He's still got Mike Evans.
I mean, I like that rookie tight end. That Otten kid is pretty good.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
He's had a good year. Next up, you got on the Monday night game. Ugh, brutal
on this.
Game.
Well,
my
they're not
going
to put a spread out on this until we find out what the fuck's going on with the Saints.
No, I got one. 13.5 is
Now, wait until they name a starting quarterback for the Saints before you bet this.
I don't think it matters.
At 13.5, it matters.
Spencer Rattler sucks.
It might be Rattler.
It's probably going to be Rattler.
It probably is.
It's not going to put Haener out there again. Yeah. Haener looked like fucking ass.
Rattler brought him back, so yeah.
He did.
I mean, he was in a fit. He was like 10 for 21, but still, he was making plays.
He is.
Haener sucks.
And for that reason, I'll drop this down in a teaser like I always do on fake news on Monday nights. So
even 6.5 is
give me 6.5 for Green Bay, and then I'll drop this over down to 34.5 because I think the Packers could cover it on their own. Who you got in this one, Derek?
Packers, for sure.
Okay, at 13.5?
Yeah.
I actually also think this might clinch a wild card for the Packers.
It will. That'll put them at 11-4.
Yeah, they'll be 11-4. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look.
They're in, I think, already at 10-4. 10 wins is going to get it done.
They're in the sixth slot right now. Let's see. Seattle and Arizona are close. See, only one of those teams from the fucking West is getting in, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, this probably secures them a playoff spot.
Okay.
And it's a home game, man. It's going to be a fucking beatdown.
It is. Weak slate of games this week. You know, the Christmas ones will be fun, but that's obviously
will
on
they
Wednesday.
Though? Because it's going to be four teams on three days rest.
Yeah, you're right.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Actually, shit, we won't know those till we won't pick those till next week anyway, so it doesn't really fucking matter. But the Saturday games are great. But the rest of the games are just kind of meh. It is what it is. At least college football's got the playoffs this weekend, and you can bet on that. Bet with us against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Download Wolf Untamed, Derek. We love you out there, and we're supporting your show. So download that. Go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For Derek Wolf, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Week 16 Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.